Bush deploys clone army to Iraq. 17th of July, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for On News. Washington, D.C. President George W. Bush, working with George Lucas, has developed a clone army, the first thousands of which have been deployed to Iraq to bolster the human soldiers who were earlier deployed to the Islamo-fascist homeland as part of the so-called surge. National Guardsmen, who joined the army to defend the nation, have been sent to Iraq as many as five times. Soldiers are threatening to desert, and recruitment has been all but impossible. Press Secretary Tony Snow told On News reporter Lotta Lies, quote, "The use of a clone army will alleviate the strain on flesh and blood soldiers. We can keep them there as long as the need exists," which the president said could be forever, without rotating them home. "They don't need rest and relaxation, and they consume very little gasoline and motor oil. They're even better than slaves." Unquote. Generals admit, quote, "they're a bit clumsy, but that's only because their 1 million-plus moving parts don't always do as well in the desert climate as human joints," unquote. If the clone army does hop as well as the Pentagon officials hope and Lucas promises, the military may also order several hundred Star Wars producers' Imperial Walkers. These armored all-terrain weapons, platforms, fire machine guns, rockets, and missiles, and they can step on enemy tanks, bunkers, and armored personnel carriers, infantry units, and improvised explosive devices, making conditions unsafe for enemy terrorists and secure for friendly forces. General Edie Ott declared, quote, "despite their $100,000 per unit cost, they're worth it," unquote. Bush told members of the American Legion in an address to octogenarian veterans, quote, "We have Allah on the run. The two Georges, Bush and Lucas, can't be beaten. Allah's going down," unquote. Lucas was as enthusiastic as Bush, saying, quote, "The Clone Wars ended shortly after the Great Jedi Purge, and the War on Terror will end shortly after the Iraqi surge is reinforced by the Clone Army," unquote. This, he said, reminding space opera fans. American military troops welcome the unconventional forces. Sergeant Bill Bowers, whining during a scheduled urination break, said,
"We want to go home, and the Clone Army and the Imperial Walkers will allow us to do so, hopefully without endangering our mission any more than any one of the president's other decisions has done."
This has been Reverend Simulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.